right. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sagar Sheikh Aesop. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So 13 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning, and we move along to our next feature. So, of course, the big story overnight was, of course, the president's announcement of level 1 of the lockdown, which means that international borders will be opening for travel soon. And the tourism sector has been among the hardest hit since the introduction of the lockdown. But there are fears that travelers from outside the country could spur on a second wave of infections. And we spoke about, you know, the various aspects with regards to tourism just before 7 a.m. But joining us online to comment on the announcement this morning is Monica Ewell, the CEO of Private Safaris. She's also a member of the Inbound Recovery Group, a body formed to lobby government on tourism sector issues. Monica, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning to you.
So, you know, does this announcement bring some relief to the tourism sector firstly?
We're absolutely very cautiously optimistic at the moment. We're very, very glad to hear that the president yesterday announced the opening of international travel, which is a step in the right direction. We are very keen to see which countries we are going to be opening up with in the near future. Ideally, we would need a full reopening, and we've had some scientists and some clever people in the last couple of weeks support our statement that there is no public health reason not to do a full reopening.
Indeed. Now, what do you think, you know, are the key challenges that the sector will face, you know, as we move to life, perhaps post-lockdown?
Yeah, exactly. So the devil for sure will be in the detail. As we've seen in other countries, even our sister neighbor country in Libya, just because the borders are open, it doesn't mean that you immediately get airlift. It doesn't mean that your source markets take you off their travel advisory list. So if you're going to, even after the borders are open, it's going to be a very slow progress.
Mm-hmm. Just in terms of, you know, the countries that have been restricted for travel, some comment on that.
We don't know which countries have been restricted by South Africa yet. Mm-hmm. We are very encouraged by hearing the president say that there's going to be a scientific way in which we look at which countries we will open with. But at this point in time, the only country that has opened its borders to us is Switzerland.
Yes. And do you think the safety protocols announced are enough to ensure that we don't risk a second wave?
Absolutely. I think the science around a second wave is questionable in any event, but I'll leave that to the medical fraternity to talk about. The health and safety protocols are in place in the country. I think we've demonstrated with domestic tourism, both leisure and business tourism, both intra and inter-provincial, that we are able to activate our health and safety protocols professionally and safely. There has been no spike in cases since the president opened domestic tourism, and we would believe that if 58 million South Africans can travel around with no incident, then a couple of hundred thousand international tourists are not going to make a difference.
Now, you know, it's not just about leisure tourism. We've seen our economy, you know, suffer majorly over the past 6 months due to the loss of this international business that tourism brings to the country. Just in terms of, you know, the tourism sector getting back on their feet, it's not like, you know, come Sunday midnight, you know, everything's going to go back to normal. So, you know, within the tourism sector, you know, how will you be sort of getting back onto your feet again?
Well, first of all, we are very, very glad to hear that Cabinet made a decision to extend the payment of TERS until the end of the state of disaster, which obviously in the tourism sector is going to be, which has been so hard hit, is going to be a real lifeline whilst we start slowly opening up and start getting some blood flow back into our industry. And secondly, I think what's very, very important and what we are very happy about is that there was an announcement of a 1st of October opening. The last quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year are the two quarters that are the most important for our inbound leisure industry. A lot of Christmas holiday makers come through from Europe. A lot of the Northern Hemisphere leisure travelers come through to South Africa when it's cold where they are, and they come and spend it in the warm climates in South Africa. So the sooner we were able to announce the opening of the borders, the sooner we can still actually salvage some of the last quarter and actively market and push for bookings in the first quarter of next year.
perhaps some comment, you know, around the value chain, you know, within tourism. Now that we've been hit by the lockdown, by the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, the value chain of tourism isn't as one-dimensional as most people would think.
Exactly. That is exactly right. That is also one of the reasons why tourism is such a great enabler for our economy recovery in South Africa, because the value chain is so broad and so deep. It's everything from your large hotel chain right through to the young man who sells his curios on the street corner on the way to Hout Bay and everything in between. So, and it has such a great opportunity for entrepreneurship. Anyone with a cool idea that can take it to market can really earn some nice revenues from the tourism sector.
And then just in terms of feedback, you know, from a financial perspective, you know, you've mentioned the TERS Fund. Has government come to the party in terms of prioritizing COVID-19 relief funds, especially for those within the tourism sector?
To be frank, there was a small amount of money that was set aside right in the beginning by the tourism minister, and that was literally eaten up by the sector and the small and the SME sector pretty much within the first week. The payroll, because it is a service industry, the payroll burden in the tourism industry is very, very massive. So TERS was a great help, but there has been no further stimulus packages for the tourism industry.
All right. Any final comment from yourself this morning, Monica?
Well, we are really, really excited to hear about the border opening. We really want to see the science that is going to be applied. We would have a preference for it to be a full reopening, because the biggest risk that we stand as a sector is that we get shut down again for scientific reasons or any other reasons. And I believe we have proven that we can do tourism safely by looking after our own citizens in the country safely through our health and safety protocols. And we appeal to the president to give us a full reopening.
All right. Well, Monica, thanks so much for joining us on air this morning and chatting to us. We do appreciate your time. And that was Monica Ewell, CEO of Private Safari, speaking to us this morning amidst that announcement being made yesterday evening from the president with regards to opening up the tourism sector. Some good news coming through. They also believe that G will be speaking to the director of Legend Tours, and that's Mr. Faiz Nordin.
Yes, and can I just also say, when you spoke to Monica, you know, you could hear, Sabira, you know, that excitement and that appreciation that they are able to move, but there's that clear guidelines that needs to start rolling out now as well for them to start putting things into perspective and into place, of course. Let's move along to Faiz Nordin. He's the Legend Tours director, just to sort of get an understanding from his side as to, you know, the announcement last night. Faiz, assalamu alaikum and shukran so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Of course, it's been a difficult year, but can local tourism agencies now begin to pick themselves up, or is it just a little bit too late?
Assalamu alaikum, firstly, to you and your listeners and everybody else. Yeah, look, as Monica Lu.
She gave us a certain look.
As Monica said earlier, you know, we obviously all of us are cautiously optimistic within the industry with regards to the president's announcement last night. I think you look, it was good news. You know, it took me a while to fall asleep last night. We're also very excited, but as I said, we're cautiously optimistic moving forward with regards to, we had a 6 months of where people were really battling and things like that. So yeah, we're looking forward to, as Monica said, you know, to what's going to be gazetted. The detail.
Yeah.
The detail is going to be what's very, very important to us, Gulam.
Yeah. In fact, Sabin and I were talking about that earlier as well, is, you know, when you have the Minister of Transport, for example, coming out, and he needs to detail that, and only then you guys would be able to sort of put certain plans in action, basically, is what you're saying. But now, do you also think that tour operators, you know, should also perhaps shift their focus to promoting more local tourism, if you think about it? You know, like, naturally, many people perhaps don't know their own city, you know, and they will also not be comfortable with traveling for leisure at this stage, don't you think?
No, exactly. But I think this is what COVID has taught us, you know, is to think out of the box and to look at our beautiful country that we have. And I mean, even the Western Cape, up until Chichikama, where our borders lie, you know, we have, as I said last night on with the Yusuf Show, we have most probably one of the most beautiful countries that's so diverse, that offers everything for people to travel locally. And yes, people are not going to, irrespective of 1st October borders open, I don't think people are going to get on a plane immediately. There are those that's very hungry to travel, but majority of people, we most probably only going to see movement towards the middle of next year. So it's still going to be a while. you know, that second wave, that's also on people's minds and things like that. But, you know, the sector needs to grow. But in order for the sector to grow, Ghulam, you know, there's still certain interventions that's required from government. For instance, you know, people internationally still going to think about quarantine. Must we quarantine? Mustn't we quarantine when we come to our country? So we need clarification on that. And obviously, we still have the visa process that's not been sorted. You know, people need to go through a major process of applying for a visa coming to South Africa from certain countries. So these are little things that needs to be clarified and made clear in order for us to know exactly where it is and to be where we were in 2016, 2017, 2018 with those numbers.
Mm. Now, just before I let you go, you know, for those who might just have tuned in a little bit late during this part of the interview, you know, if you look at Legend Tours, how have you as a business sort of had to adapt to this whole COVID-19 for the past 6 months?
Yeah, it's very tough. As Monica alluded to earlier, you know, people lost their jobs and things like that. I had to tell staff that if you find something else, because look, the TERS and the UIF, they were there. They gave us some assistance, but not all the assistance for all our staff members. We were lucky in those last couple of months when the interprovincial and interprovincial started opening. We did our planning and things like that. And we to a certain extent survived just by the skin of our teeth, you know.
Mm.
So it's been extremely tough, not only for Legend Tours, Ghulam,
for all our operators,
smaller operators, smaller businesses, even the Hajj and Umrah guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're struggling. And what we read in the news a few days ago is that Umrah might only open towards next year. So you can imagine, people are going, it's tough times for people in the sector.
Okay, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds, right? I know you said that last night when you heard we're moving down to level one, the tourism industry, international borders are now open for certain countries, etc. And you said that you couldn't sleep last night because of the excitement that obviously boiled up, you know? But what is the first thing that you are going to do as a team, as a company, you know, come this morning?
Yeah, we're coming together today to do our planning. We're getting together at the office at 10 o'clock this morning to do our planning and look at which countries we've done. Some of our guys have done some research in which countries we can go into. I won't mention it on here now, but there are certain countries that we can go into that is not so strict. But we also that detail which you talk about, what happens when we take people out, but when we come back, what is the process?
Right.
When we come back into our country, do we need to go for a test in that country and things like that? You know, do we need to self-quarantine, etc., etc.? But yeah, we're very much in the planning process, in the planning stages now of going forward. And as I said, cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, let's leave it at that for now. Faiz Noordin, Legend Tours Director.